All right. Hello and welcome to this live seminar. So I'll give people a few minutes to get logged in and to get used to the new layout on in the forum rather than through Zoom. So if you are in already, just say a little hello in the chat. That'd be fantastic. Say where you're watching from. And yeah, looking forward to today's seminar, but I'll talk to you a little bit more about it once everyone is here. Okay, so we've got Tom from Lancaster, PA. Hello. We've got Samuel from Slovakia. Very cool. All right, I can see more and more people logging in. This is good. So this is going to be the first live thing that I've done within the forum with the new setup. So please be mindful of that. Hopefully everything goes nice and smoothly, but if it doesn't go smoothly, let me know if there's anything you noticed that I haven't noticed that we can fix to make things better. Yeah, hopefully it's going to be a little bit easier than having to log into Zoom and going somewhere else. So who else do we have with us? We have Mark in Portland, Maine. We've got Yap watching from the Netherlands. We've got Edgar in Holland, Larry in Idaho, Jeremy from Houston, Texas. We've got Rob in Plymouth, Michigan. Robert from Russell, Manitoba, who's going to hang out for 25 minutes or so and then catch the replay. Very cool. You just reminded me I'm going to hit record at this end. So I've got two recordings just in case something goes wrong. We've got Tony in York, John in Sunken City, New Jersey, and we've got Grant in Comrie. Okay, so I'll give people just a couple more minutes before we get started. Let's see. So Nick's saying, hi from San Francisco. The link took me to the homepage of the forum, and then I had to find my way to the page. So let me know, because when I've tested this in the past, there's been a notification pop up on the forum when there's a live stream. Let me know if you didn't see that. Let me know how that worked for everyone. Hopefully it's relatively easy, but we can always try and work out some alternatives. All right, so let's get started with the topic for today. So this is I'm not going to be teaching you any harmonica today. I'm going to be talking to you about how to get the most out of the school. I'm going to do a little bit of a kind of walkthrough because I realized that a lot of students don't know all the things that they have access to through the harmonica school. They don't know all the various resources they can use. So I thought it'd be useful to go through and check everything out. All right, let's see what people are saying. So John's saying, I agree with Nick. The link took me to the forum and the notification is what brought me here. Not terribly intuitive, to be honest. Okay, that's good to know. We got Lindsay from Sydney. Hi, Lindsay. Very cool. All right, so let's get started. So what I'm going to do, I'm going to switch over to my screen so you can see what's happening. And I'm going to take you through logging in and then looking at all the various bits and pieces on the school. So let me know if you can see that. If everything's all clear for you. All right, so we're going to log in. This is just if you visit tomlinharmonicaschool.com and you haven't logged in yet. So I'm assuming most of you are comfortable with logging in, but I will just do that and check that everything is all clear. We are in mirror view. Let me fix that. Okay. All right. How is that? Are we the right way around? That should be the right way around now. It's really funny. So on my on my preview of the screen, it says that it's flipped. And so to me, it looks like it's flipped, which is why I flipped it the other way before. All right. So when you log into Tomlin Harmonica School, you will see at the top that we've got these links, my products, all products. So what you want to do is you want to click on my products, because that's going to give you everything that you get as a member of the school. So all of these tiles here are the various resources or courses, depending on what we've got. So what we're going to do is we're going to start with the start here, which I know seems quite obvious, but it's worth having a little look at it. So we'll click on start here and see what you get with this, because there's a lot of useful stuff here. So if we look at the before you start section, and you come down here, one of the things that I think is really important for people to know where it is the help desk and support stuff. So if you click on help desk and support, you'll see how you can get in touch either with Leanne, who does all billing and technical stuff. And by technical, we mean computer technical rather than harmonica technical. Any questions that you want to ask should be asked in the forum, which you're all in right now, so that's good. And if you want to email me directly, this is my personal email address. So that you will get through to me. It's not the fastest way to get through to me, for what it's worth. Harmonica, you know, if you want quick answers to harmonica stuff, I would go through the forum. But this is what you've got in the help desk. And then another thing that's really useful is the practice guide indexes. So if you're not sure what is going to be covered in any level, if you click on the level here, then you can see just a brief overview of everything that you're going to get in each month. So if we scroll down to month 10 of the beginner curriculum, you see that we're doing glissandos and three draw bends and starting to understand positions. So you could then click on month 10 and that would take you directly to that. Similarly, you can jump straight to any other level, go to intermediate, go down all the various months and see what there is and see if there's anything. For example, if you're not sure where to start, you can check out whether there's something that you don't understand. So if you see in month 5, tongue blocked octaves, and you think, I don't know what a tongue blocked octave is, then you can click on month 5 and that'll take you there. And then you can have a look at learning tongue blocked octaves. You can also check out all the various hairstyles that I have had over the years. But that's less exciting. Okay, so once you've done your start here, we can go back to home and we'll look at another section. Okay, so our next place that we're going to look at is the FAQs. So we've kind of broken down the FAQs into different sections, just based literally on what I get loads of emails about and lots of questions in the forum. So I love you asking questions in the forum, but if you want a really, really quick answer, you'll quite often find that it's already in here. So we start kind of very, very basically with just the practicalities of using the school. So you'll see, you know, if you think you might be in the wrong class, if you're doing the wrong level of practice guide, there's an answer to that. If you want to know where the downloads are, I get asked that question all the time. You can click on that. Then all the information about feedback. So what should you be uploading for feedback? A lot of students aren't certain about that. So I've got all the answers to things like that there. And then you'll see we've got a really in-depth set of instructions and tutorials for how to use the Harmonica School Forum. So that's a useful one. And then technical stuff. So that's kind of how to do recordings. That's useful. Billing information, self-explanatory. If you want to cancel or want to see how much time you've got left on your subscription, you can check that out here. And then I've got my most frequently asked harmonica questions. So there are loads of questions here that get asked in the forum all the time. So check them out here and see if there's anything that is already answered. So that's the FAQ section. It's a good place to jump into if you're looking for an answer to something. All right. So now let's dive into the meat of the practice guides. And I'm sure that this is going to be a lot of kind of revisiting for some of you, but some of you might not be entirely certain how this works. So I hope it's useful. And please feel free to ask any questions along the way. So you can just type them in the chat. So I'll just type that here. Your questions here. Okay, so let's have a look at a practice guide. So let's imagine that you're just starting out or you're re-signing in after you've not been here for a while and you think you might be at a certain level and you think you might be, for example, an advanced beginner. So let's have a look. Before you actually get started with the advanced beginner practice guide, you'll see that here we've got a quiz to see whether you're ready to start at the advanced beginner level. So if you click on that, basically you have to score 100% on this quiz to be ready to start at advanced beginner. So if we go through, can you play perfectly clean notes? Yes. Can you play a perfect two-hole draw? Yes. Can you comfortably play quarter notes and eighth notes? Yes. So we'll go through this. And then if there's anything that that you haven't answered yes to, then that means you should go back to the beginner level. And this is true of any level that you're starting at. So if you look at the intermediate level, and if you don't score 100% on the Are You Ready to Start quiz, then that means that you should head back to the previous level. So if we look at intermediate, are you ready to start the intermediate level? It's the same deal. You've got to take the quiz. Other things that are useful for you to see in the in each practice guide in the welcome section is the practice guide index. So you can see everything that's going to be taught at that level. So this is just exactly the same as the index that we looked at earlier. So you'll see everything broken down by month, what you're going to be working on. So we've got transcribing things by ear in month four. That's something that people ask about a lot. Working the key of songs out by ear, that gets mentioned quite a lot. Okay, so we've got that for all the different levels. Where we might not be caught up yet is the new advanced intermediate level. So if you've just joined the school, you might not know, but I'm working on a whole new curriculum for the advanced intermediate. So we can have a little look. You'll see that currently we are up to month four of the curriculum, and there's a new chunk being released every month. So I'm writing and recording a new chunk every month for that. So yeah, those are your practice guides. And one thing I'll say is that if you're uncertain what level to work at with your practice guides, I'd always err on the side of doing a lower level than the one you think you might be at. I think a lot of people will agree with me that there's never any harm in revisiting more foundational material. Even if you're really, really experienced, it's always good for you. And if there's any uncertainty about a level, then go down a level. There's nothing wrong with that. All right. So let's go back into the school. And now let's have a look at the Q&A session section. Okay, so I'll just stop to answer a quick question from Elliot. So Elliot's saying, do we need to post a harp session to advance to the next level? So ideally, if you've looked in the forum, you might have noticed that some people get congratulated for graduating from certain levels. So if we go to the forum, I'll show you that. So if we go to the congratulations section, you'll see that there are people like Len, who's just completed the intermediate level and is ready to move on to advanced intermediate. So the reason that Len has been congratulated for completing the intermediate level is because he posted a recording of the test piece at the end of intermediate, and I gave him feedback on it, and I cleared him to graduate. So if you want to officially graduate from one level to the next, then yes, you will need to post a recording for feedback, and you might not graduate first time. Most people don't graduate with their first recording. There's usually stuff to work on. But yeah, you should. It's worthwhile, and you'll feel good about it if you've posted something and you've been officially graduated. But you are more than welcome to just go through without doing that. You're not being forced to. Is my quick answer. Okay, Stephanie's saying, great overview, still a little lost with wealth of information. So Stephanie, what I would say is at the beginning of your journey in the school, just stick to very small areas. You don't need to do everything. If you've just started out and you're a beginner, just go through the beginner practice guide. The practice guides tell you how long roughly I think you should take on each bit. So the first bit is a week. The first four modules are a week long, and then we move into month long modules. So just concentrate on that. And as you get more kind of integrated into the school, you'll start to use some of the other resources. So let's have a look at the next resource that I was going to talk about, which is the Q&A session archive. So this is pretty cool for a couple of reasons. We've got a whole bunch of recordings, basically every Q&A session that I've done, certainly on this platform, because there have been a lot more before then. But you see that we go back to 2019. I've been doing Q&A since 2017, but they were on Facebook Live before, so we don't have recordings of those. But I'm not expecting you to go through every single Q&A session, but if you missed the last Q&A session, for example, that I did, and you want to see whether I answered your question, which I will have done if you posted it in advance, you can just click on Tomlin's Q&A session, and you'll see that we have questions with timestamps, so you can see at what point I'll answer the questions. So, you know, at 19 minutes and 17 seconds, I answered this question about the warm-up. So I could zoom ahead to 19 minutes and 17 seconds, and I could listen to that answer. Turning on my volume here.
Blues scale, major pentatonic scale, train rhythm.
So yeah, there I can get the answer to that.
As effective as possible.
And you can see everything that was asked. And also you can download an audio only version of the Q&A, which is great if you like listening to podcasts and maybe you don't have time to sit and watch an hour of harmonica, which I don't blame you. It's a big investment of time, but you know, you could have the podcast version in the background. That's pretty cool. If we go back now to the Q&A archive, I'll show you the bit that I think is probably the most interesting, which is the guest Q&As. So if you go down here, you'll see that we get guests every month. And there are some pretty cool people like Will Wilde, Jason Ritchie, Adam Gusso, Liam Ward, Hank Shreve, Ronnie Shellis, Steve Baker, et cetera, et cetera. So you know, they might not be the most recent. We've got those dating back to 2018, but they're really cool. I mean, getting anything from Joe Falisco is really, really interesting. Similarly with John Gindick, Ronnie Shellis, all of these people are really, really entertaining. So if you want some kind of harmonica entertainment from a different teacher, a different player, go to the guest Q&A session section. And then finally, our wonderful Todd Parrott does a Q&A session every month. So he has a section archiving all of his Q&A sessions. So that is there for you to have a little look through. So let's see. John has said, Tomlin, it might be helpful to discuss for newcomers like Stephanie how a week or a month in your curriculum translates to actual time spent. I'm retired, so I can do a week in one day, maybe a couple of hours of time. A month might take 3 or 4 days, perhaps 4 to 6 hours total, including practicing. Oh, so this is interesting, John, because I'm extremely impressed if you can do that. I genuinely give the timeline as a guideline for how long I think it should take to internalize the material and memorize it. So the week-long modules, I think you should be able to play it and practice it for a week and hopefully have it internalized and probably play it from memory. And a month-long module, the same kind of thing. And I'm kind of anticipating for a beginner to be doing, you know, 15 minutes a day of practice. That would be an ideal. And as you progress, maybe an intermediate player might be doing half an hour of practice a day, if possible. What I will say, as John has said, you know, some people go through it at different speeds. No, I'm not calling you a liar, John. I'm just I'm wary of making people think that they can go through that quickly. I certainly know personally, it takes me months and months and months to learn a 12-bar blues. And I've tried to kind of give a guideline, knowing that some people will go a little bit faster, some people will go a little bit slower, some people take a couple of months per month. So don't try and rush through. Is what I would suggest. It's really important to get completely solid on a module before moving on to the next one. So no, I'm definitely not calling you out, John. I'm just saying that you are an outlier, not a liar. And that's great. All right. So let's see. What was the next thing I wanted to talk you through? So next thing I wanted to talk you through was the guest seminar section. So let's look at the guest seminars. So this is something that I think is absolutely awesome, because basically I get to ask all of my favorite harmonica players and teachers, not just harmonica, musicians, to come and do seminars about specific topics. So I don't know if Robert is still with us. Robert is still with us. Brilliant. So Robert actually did a seminar last month, which was brilliant, called, oh, we had a brief wobble in the system. Dirty notes don't have to come from dirty harps. All about kind of harmonica maintenance and making sure that you keep your harmonica in tip-top playing condition. It was a fantastic seminar. You'll see that there's lots of really interesting information, and you can watch the video version, or you can also watch the... Thanks, John. I forgot to go back to the screen share. I'll show you me going back to this. Go back. Right. Okay. So I was looking at guest seminars. So basically we have all of these guest seminars, like I was saying, and I was just showing you the one that Robert did last month, where he was showing us how to maintain our harmonicas and keep them in tip-top playing condition. So you'll see that there's lots of information for you to read through. There is the video that you can watch, and there is an audio only version that you can check out. If we go through and have a look at some of the other seminars that we've got going on, you'll see that if teachers have done more than one seminar, that there's a whole list of them. So we got a whole bunch from Hank Shreve, which are really interesting, especially the whole deal with the seminars I like to ask people to do things that I've not necessarily taught or go more in depth on certain topics. So I haven't taught anything about chromatic harmonica. So I asked Hank to do a seminar on basic blues chromatic. So we've got that here, and you'll see that there's a handout to go along with it, with exercises. And Hank does a great job of presenting the material, and then you've got some more things to work on. So I would suggest, you know, if you are either kind of at a natural break between modules in the practice guides, or you just want to have a look at some other stuff for a while, just take a little break from the practice guide, because it can be quite relentless, and check out one of the guest seminars. And there are some cool, really, really cool ones. There are a couple that I would highly recommend for absolutely everyone. If you struggle with rhythm, check out all of the Vide Gorbet's seminars. Vide is a drummer, drum teacher, composer, pianist, but he's so good at explaining rhythm and getting you to learn how to feel the beat and feel the pulse. So really check that out if you struggle with your rhythm. If you struggle with improvisation, which I know a lot of people do, check out the seminars from Harry Higgs. So Harry's not even a harmonica player. He's a guitarist, fantastic guitarist, really cool guy. He has a really interesting approach to kind of creating a formula for improvising, which takes some of the guesswork out, which is fantastic. And similarly, Todd Parrott with his Checkerboard Blues and Checkerboard Blues Part 2 are brilliant for anyone who is struggling to get started with improvisation. Okay, so let's see. Robert's saying I need to stock up on my ketchup. Okay, Nick's saying, I'm retired too. I had a few private lessons before I joined the school. It took me 8 months to get through the beginner level and 14 months for advanced beginner. Part of that is also due to finding other fun harp stuff to work on along the way. That's very cool. Robert saying, I've got to be honest, the Q&A and guest seminars are my favorite part of the school. I revisit them all the time. They're worth their weight in gold. So many of my heroes in there. Yeah, I love that stuff. This literally makes me giddy every time I think about who am I going to get on. And almost everyone I want to come and teach on the school comes in and does seminars. And it makes me so happy, because these are all my heroes that I get to ask to come and do this stuff. So it is very cool. Okay, so where are we going next? Right, we are going to go to the backing track library. So you might not know, but we have a massive library of backing tracks. If you scroll down here, you'll see it's called Backing Track Library. Now, one thing that I'm going to bring your attention to is we have all of the backing tracks listed by key from A flat all the way down to G minor. And let's be absolutely clear, this is the key of the harmonica, sorry, the key of the backing track, not the key of the harmonica. So when you see, for example, that we've got Hoochie Coochie Man in the key of A, that means that the backing track is in the key of A, but you're probably going to play a D harmonica in second position, a G harmonica in third, or an A harmonica in first position. So that is really important to check out. So if you're a beginner and you've just got a C harmonica, then you're going to want to scroll down all the way down to all of the G backing tracks, which you'll see we have a whole bunch, all right? And what you'll notice, if you look at the little icons here, some of the backing tracks have a little video icon and some of them just have a little audio icon. So if the backing track just has a little audio icon, then all you're going to get is just an audio backing track like that. But if the backing track has a little video icon, it gets a little bit more interesting. You're going to get a little bit of guidance on screen for what's happening. So if we hit play on that, Okay, so you've got the beat count up in the top left corner. I'm just going to turn the volume down a little bit. And you'll see that we've got the chord progression outlined. And when the chord changes, it shows you up on screen that it's being changed. So that means that you can count through. And if you can't hear the chord changes, which I know a lot of people can't at the beginning, this will help you to solidify your ear and get a much stronger awareness of what a chord change sounds like. Keep that beat, keep that foot tapping in time with that. So those video backing tracks are really useful for you to learn the chord progression, the 12-bar blues or 8-bar blues if you're looking at those. And yeah, definitely worth checking out, a great way to practice your improvisation. Okay, so let's go back to our home. And yeah, let me know if you've got any questions, just type them in the chat. So what we're going to look at next is the practice tools. We just want to click on my enrolled courses. So practice tools. This is the least sexy, but potentially most useful part of the school. It's a selection of animated metronomes. You'll see that I've split them up into tempos and length of metronome, so length of practice. So we've got, for example, a 60 BPM metronome for 1 minute, or for 5 minutes, or for 10 minutes. And this is how I really like to practice. So I like to set the timer for example, 5 minutes. I've got the metronome at 80 BPM, and I'll just play a scale for 5 minutes. Okay, and then when you're done with the practice, you know that you have done 5 minutes, and that's a decent chunk of whatever exercise you were working on. So we've got 60 BPM, 80 BPM, 100, and 120 BPM for 1 minute, 5 minutes, 10 minutes. So that is our practice tools. All right, so next thing is the tab library. So I know a lot of people will find my free lessons on YouTube, a lot of students will find them, and then click on the link in the description to download the tab and put their email address in so that I send the tab out. But as a student of the school, you don't need to do that. All you need to do is click on the tab library. And then you will see that all of the tabs for the YouTube lessons are in there, and they are ordered by difficulty. So we've got all the beginner tabs, all of the advanced beginner tabs, all of the intermediate, and all of the advanced intermediate tabs. So there's a ton of stuff that you can work on. So let's have a look at Have a Good Time. Click on that. You've got the tab just there. And if you want to download it, you can just click on there and you'll be able to download the PDF, no problem. And you can print that out and work on it. You can also click here to go back to the full lesson. So that's the full free lesson. So yeah, it just makes it a little bit easier for you to get all of those bits of tab. So don't put your email address in to get it sent to you. You can just access the library directly. Okay, so this is, we're getting towards the end of what I wanted to show you today. Thank you for sticking around with me. I appreciate that. So next little bit is 12-bar blues improvisation. Okay, so John has said, I think the most underrated module in the school is the improvisation practice section. There are lots of ways to juice your improvisational skills by working on the foundational exercises there. I couldn't agree more, John, and that's where we're going right now. So 12-bar blues improvisation practice. This is just a set of videos that guide you through a 12-bar blues. I think we just do 12-bar blues, yeah. And give you some different things to target. So if we look at the advanced beginner section, we could start very basically with just root notes in the middle octave over a swing backing track. And what you're going to see is you're going to see the chord changes as they come and what note you should be targeting on the harmonica. So that there is the one chord, we're going to target the two draw. Then we go up to the four chord, the four blow, and then back to the one chord, two draw, five chord, four draw, four chord, four blow, one chord, two draw. So to practice that, you literally just follow the what the arrow says. So what I'm doing there, I'm literally just playing the root notes so that I really feel locked in with the backing track. And these tracks are long, so you've got them for 10 minutes. And you can just follow what's being put up on screen, or you can use that as a guide and then start adding in some other things. So you could break out a little bit. So that's just root notes, but you'll see that as we get more advanced, intermediate level, advanced intermediate level, I start to throw in some other things. So in the advanced intermediate, I'll show you some arpeggios. So if we get into second position arpeggios, you've got loads more notes to focus on. So here we've got all the arpeggios of the one chord. This might not always sound like the most musical thing when you're practicing it, but it's really useful for you to internalize these different ideas. So I'm not expecting you to go through everything in advanced beginner when you're an advanced beginner in one sitting. Just spend some time with it for a while on each video. So maybe do one video per week or one video per month. You don't have to go through it like a mechanical exercise. It's really got to ferment a little bit in your mind. So do one video at a time. All right. So let's see. I can see some chat happening. So I will see what you're saying. Okay. So this is cool. Grant saying, this is absolutely priceless, Tom, and so much more content than I realized. So I'm really pleased that it's useful for you. Yap has said, in some of the practice guides, we're offered additional lessons via a link to your YouTube channel. Just wondering if these lessons could not be included in the school site. So I'm a little bit wary of this. I'll explain exactly why. Anything that is copyrighted material is up on YouTube. So if I'm teaching other people's music, it's up on YouTube. And the reason for that is that YouTube have all the correct licenses for people teaching copyrighted material. I don't have those licenses, and I'm struggling to work out what I need. And until I can sit down with a copyright lawyer, which is actually something that I'm planning on doing shortly, I just don't want to take the risk of having that kind of content on my school, because I don't want to be seen to be profiting from copyrighted material. Otherwise, I could get into a lot of trouble. So that's why those aren't actually there in the school. But hopefully one day. Jordan's saying, I was just going to ask you where to find something about this. I'd misplaced a sheet I had on it. Awesome. That's great. Okay. John said, John from Manhattan here. I missed a lot of this today. Will a recording be posted? Thanks for all you do. It's absolutely my pleasure. And yes, everything live will always get recorded. So yeah, you will be able to see this in the seminar archive, which I will show you once more how to get to in a moment. All right. Very cool. So let's go back and I will show you. So just very quickly for John, when you go back to your enrolled courses, when you log into tomlinharmonicaschool.com, just click on guest seminars here and you'll see I'm in there. I'm not really a guest, but this is the first one that I've done. So I guess I will be a guest for this. All right, let's put this. Sorry, John. I'm going to need you to be my my aide doing these things. I will get used to the system. So apologies. John, when you log back in to tomlinharmonicaschool.com, you click on my products and that'll give you all the courses you're enrolled in as a school student. One of those is guest seminars. That is where you will see the recording for this. Apologies for not screen sharing. Right, so let's have a quick look at some of the bonus courses we've got, and then we'll have a look at the forum, and I will be answering any questions that you have. So kind of bonus courses we have, there are two at the moment. We've got a brilliant mini course from Liam Ward, all about dynamics. So this is a really cool thing that we don't talk about enough in music at all. It's all about how you can really improve the sound of your playing just by making it more dynamic. So let's go straight to the end and see what Liam sounds like.
We're now going to hear the solo with these dynamic
with a dynamic vibe. So yeah, you'll find that these courses stand alone. Anytime you fancy working on something a bit different, you can just crack through it and then practice for a little while to internalize the ideas, and then you've got some new skills. So that's Liam's mini bonus course on dynamics, and then we've got another one that I did, which is Introduction to Amplified Harmonica. So if we scroll back down, you see here we've got Introduction to Amplified Harmonica. If you want to play amplified at all, be it with an amplifier or a PA system, this is where you need to start. I go through the difference between clean harmonica tones and dirty harmonica tones, what kind of gear you need, so microphones, amplifiers, effects pedals. I also teach you how to set up your amp and your effects. And then I'm going to teach you how to play some tunes and have good technique for amplified playing. So it's a really fun course. I'm very pleased with how it turned out. And you'll also notice that in the forum, there is a specific area all about amplified harmonica, which we will get to, I guess, right about now, because we have time for the forum. So if you want to go to the forum, what you need to do is click on your little avatar up here and click down onto the forum. I'm assuming you know how to get into the forum because you are currently in the forum. But it's always good to remember how these things work. So you see, here's our live stream right now. It's very cool. All right. So if you scroll down on the left-hand side here, you'll see all of the various kind of sections. We've got our challenge section, which isn't always massively active because we're not always running a challenge. Right now, we've just come to the end of the February 2022 scale challenge. So you'll see that that area is quite buzzy with lots of recordings of scales. If we carry on, this is something that a lot of people don't know about, but it's really useful. We have the community calendar, which tells you what's happening in terms of seminars coming up and live Q&A sessions coming up. So you can see when the Q&As are, what they're going to be about. You just click on that. You see Thursday, the 3rd of March, we've got a beginner's Q&A session. Oh, I'll need to change the Zoom link now that we're working through the forum. So that's your calendar. And then student submission section. So if you want to submit a recording for feedback from a teacher, this is where you're going to do it. So you'll select what level you're at. So let's imagine that you are an advanced beginner student. You'll go there. And then we have guidelines for you to read. So I would read those before you do anything. And then hit a new post and upload your recording there. And that's where you'll get your feedback. And if we carry on further down, we've got the Ask a Teacher section. So here we've got harmonica questions and technical support. So harmonica questions is anything harmonica or music related that you want a teacher to answer your question about. You'll also notice that students will answer questions. And you'll notice that we have a lot of extremely knowledgeable students who answer the questions oftentimes certainly than I do. You've got a great resource there with the more experienced students. So harmonica questions, post them in here. If you want harmonica questions to be answered quickly, just post them in here. If you want them to be answered in the live Q&A session, you'll post them underneath the live Q&A session post, which gets put up the day before. So it'll be put up on the Wednesday before. And then we've got our technical support area. This is where you go if you're having any issues with the computer side of things. So site access, site problems, billing, cancellations, the forum, post stuff in here, and Leanne will help you with that. And if she can't help you with that, I will help you with that. All right. And then we get down to the community part of the forum. So this is a little bit more, more lighthearted stuff. So we've got the harmonica chat section where you can post anything you want. Harmonica related. It's sometimes not harmonica related. We have certain rules. Basically don't be a tool. But apart from that, it's very lighthearted. And then we have an introduction section, where most people post introductions, but not everyone. So if you haven't posted an introduction telling us who you are, even if you've been a student for a while, post a little introduction because that's fun. And we go through, we've got the congratulations section. So that's where I congratulate people for graduating. Your music just for fun. So if you want to post any recordings of playing just because you're happy with how it sounds, but you don't necessarily want feedback, post it in here. We've also got our student of the week section where we celebrate someone who's done awesome work that week. Okay, let's go down a little bit further. We've got the extra resources section. So that's where we'll post anything kind of random that's useful. So Todd's got 1, 4, and 5 chords in 3 common positions charts. Anything else useful, we'll post in there. And we've got the amplified harmonica section. So if you have anything that you want to chat about with amplified harmonica, this is the place to do it. And Yeah, that is pretty much it for the forum. I've got some extra bits in here because I've got extra parts of the forum for other courses. Yeah, that's kind of all I wanted to talk you through today. So if you want to go back to school, just click on this link at the bottom and that'll take you back to your enrolled courses. All right, so I will turn off my screen share and see if you have any questions. So John said, I've been hanging around since 2019 and you are to be congratulated for the many, many improvements you've made to the school. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate that, John. And I appreciate you being with us for so long. That's awesome. Jacques saying, thank you very much for all this information. Have a nice day. It's my pleasure. And thank you, Sandro. I appreciate that. Cool. So I'll hang out for a few minutes and see if you have any questions. Sorry, this wasn't a very harmonicary seminar, but I thought it would be useful to just give you a big overview of everything that there is in the school. And if you're not watching this live, you might be watching this in the future. Hopefully this has shown you how to get through everything and get the most out of the school. But yeah, let me know if you have any questions live. I'm going to have a sip of water. I've barely taken a breath in the last 50 minutes. I apologize. I did motor mouthing. I didn't think I'd get through everything. Okay, so Nick is asking if it's possible to search the site. So right now there isn't a search function. The only thing that you could do is kind of search for one of the courses when you're enrolled here. So if I wanted to search for beginner, I could type that in and I'd get beginner level and advanced beginner. You can also search within the forum. Sorry, I'm not sharing my screen again. I will get used to this. So yeah, you can search within the forum. If, for example, I search for nose, because I know a lot of people ask questions about nose breathing, and you'll see that we've got all these questions about nose breathing, and those will all get brought up. But apart from that, there isn't a search functionality. The main thing, if you want to go through, sorry, I'll go back to school. If you want to go through what's in each of the practice guides is to go to the start here section and go to the practice guide index and manually look through to see what you're looking for. I don't have an actual search function, unfortunately. All right, let's see. So Jordan's asking, what's a good way to decide that you are done with a lesson? Done with a lesson. I like that. I guess the best thing to do is to post a recording of the material in the forum and see what the teacher says. If there's anything that needs to be worked on, they'll tell you. Otherwise, you are probably ready to move on with one caveat. You have to ask yourself one more question. If you're playing it well, have you fully internalized it? So can you play it from memory? If someone asks you to explain it, can you explain the technique? Is it something that's kind of part of your playing? Because we spoke about how long it takes to go through the material earlier, and it takes a very short amount of time to watch the videos. The work comes in doing the practice and doing the repetition over and over and over and over. So you need to ask yourself whether you feel that you've internalized it enough. But don't get completely bogged down in doing it so much that you lose all pleasure. You know, there's a law of diminishing returns, and I would aim for getting 80% of the way there. If you get 80% of the way complete on something, then that's great. It's a little bit like, you know, if you want to learn a language, you can get by with 2,500 words and you can learn 2,500 words remarkably quickly. If you then want to learn another 10,000 words and get extremely proficient at that language, it's going to take you orders of magnitude longer amounts of time to get those improvements. And it's the same with the harmonica or anything else. You know, aim for pretty damn good. Don't aim for Jason Ritchie. That would be my advice. Right. Let's see. Okay. Lindsay is reinvigorated to use more of the school resources. That's wonderful. Grant saying, John, you're also a wealth of harmonica knowledge and help many of us with problems. Yes, John is a fantastic asset. Oh, well, this is brilliant. Thank you so much for all of your kind words. All right. Yep. Saying, do you think it might be useful to link the topical FAQs to typical FAQs to Q&A session videos where such topics are discussed? That's a great idea. I think that, yeah, that will be something to add to the list. That's another whole huge chunk of work. But I think that's a great idea. John saying, I always think about being able to play the notes in time, etc., versus playing the music. I need fluency with the notes before I get to feeling the music. Yeah, I totally agree. And it takes so long. It really, really does. It takes me a long time. I might be particularly slow at learning, but it takes me a very, very long time. Right, Elliot saying, I wish I had this seminar when I first attended the school. I'm glad that it's useful for you. I'm sorry it wasn't here when you first started. I'll make sure that all new students get access to it as soon as they join, because I do think it is useful. All right, well, I think that is us for today. So thank you so much for joining me, and I will see you on Thursday for the next Q&A session. So that's beginner Q&A session, and I will see you around the forum, and you know where I am if you have any problems or questions. All right. Thank you so much. Take it easy. Happy harping.